The phrase, "the magic you are looking for is in the work you are avoiding," serves as a powerful reminder and motivator, suggesting that personal growth, success, and meaningful achievements often lie just beyond the tasks and challenges we tend to resist or put off. 1. Facing challenges. Often the work we avoid is difficult, uncomfortable, or daunting. These tasks can include tough decisions, challenging projects, or even confronting personal issues or fears. The avoidance typically stems from a natural human inclination to seek comfort and avoid pain or stress. However, facing these challenges head-on is precisely what builds growth, builds resilience, and leads to significant breakthroughs. 2. Opportunities for growth. The magic mentioned in the phrase refers to the transformative outcomes that can result from engaging in hard work. This might be personal development, professional success, or the satisfaction that comes from overcoming obstacles. When we push through initial resistance and engage deeply with difficult tasks, we often find that these experiences bring substantial rewards, including new skills, deeper knowledge, and improved self-confidence. 3. Unlocking potential. Avoided work often represents untapped potential. When we confront tasks that scare us, we are also confronting our own limits and pushing beyond them. This not only leads to achieving more than we might have thought possible, but also to discovering new aspects of ourselves. 4. Learning through experience. The work we avoid is frequently where we stand to learn the most. Challenging tasks force us to innovate, problem solve, and adapt. These experiences are invaluable for personal and professional development, teaching us lessons that easy tasks never could. 5. Building resilience. Engaging with challenging work helps build resilience by teaching us to cope up our ass with adversity and uncertainty. This resilience is the magic that helps us navigate future challenges more effectively and with greater confidence. The longer you run, the weaker you become. Brad Burton. Things that aren't doing the thing. Preparing to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Scheduling time to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Making a to-do list for the thing isn't doing the thing. Telling people you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Messaging friends who may or may not be doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Writing a banger tweet about how you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on yourself for not doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on other people who have done the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on the obstacles in the way of doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Fantasizing about all of the adoration you'll receive once you do the thing isn't doing the thing. Reading about how to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Reading about how other people did the thing isn't doing the thing. Reading this essay isn't doing the thing. The only thing that is doing the thing is doing the thing. Source: strangestloop.io.